So, Be'ezra should be learning Dev Kufnun Be'ez Masech de Baba Basa. Some of the topics we're learning about include Machlik is Rav Shmuel regarding Matna Shchimra Shakasa Ba'kinyan. If a dying person bequeathed all his assets to someone, and they also wrote a kinyan into the will, or he actually performed a kinyan. Rav holds, Arkeve Atrei Rikshi. The recipient does acquire the matana, and it does not go to the heirs because we assume that the Shchimra was Meyapes Kaicha, he intended to strengthen his matana with the benefits of both a Shchimra and a Bari. While Shmuel holds, Lo Yadati Mai Odimba. The recipient does not acquire the matana, and it does go to the heirs because the Shchimra's intentions are unknown, and perhaps he was not Meyapes Kaicha. The contradiction from the Machlek is Rav Shmuel regarding Shchimra, Sh'omer Kiswu Utsinu Mana Laplenu Umeis. If a dying person gave instructions that they shall both write and give one mana to so-and-so, and then he died, Kiswu implies only with a shtar, while Tanu implies through a tzava. The halacha of Kasav Lezev, Kasav Lezev, Shchimra assigned all his assets to one person, and then he reassigned them all to another person. But Leizike, he did not hand the will to either one. Imeis Sheinikana, if he dies, the second person acquires the assets, because Daitiki Mevatelis Daitiki, the second tzava revokes the first tzava. The machlik is Rav Shmuel regarding Kasav Azika Lezeh, Kasav Azika Lezeh. If a Shchimra assigned all his assets and handed the will to one person, and then he assigned them and handed the will to the second person, and then he died, does the first person acquire the matana, or does the second person acquire the matana? All agree regarding Zika Vekonu Miyodoi Ein Achar Kinyin Klum. If the Shchimra assigned all his assets to one person, and he did both, he handed him the will, and then he also performed the Kinyin, the Shchimra cannot reassign the matana to a second person.